State Board of Life Examiners on August 14th, 2019, at 8:33 a.m. Note that all board members are present. Anyone have any declaration of conflicts of interest? So we're going to go ahead and move on to 5A, to our investigation files. And the first case we're going to hear is 19-22-C, which is Dr. Kamran Farahani, who is present with his attorney. So, and we have Dr. Polzak is on the phone. She's our investigator on the case, these complaints. So I'm going to go ahead and have Dr. Polakoff give her a report. Morning, Dr. Polakoff.
This is Dr. Polakoff on 1922C, Kamran Farahani. A complaint was placed by an employee, F.H., in the surgical center that Dr. Farahani had been doing procedures. The complainant stated that the doctor attempted to give her a hug, which she shrugged away, and he called her Pocahontas, and she found that he was unprofessional. She alleged sexism against an OR nurse and comments made about her in front of staff and other physicians. When I got the complaint, I interviewed the complainant, and she told me that she never had unprofessional discussions with Dr. Farahani, nor discussions with him about any personal item for herself. The complainant worked at a local surgery center. I did go to the local surgery center and interview the receptionist, the operational room technician, and I did interview the anesthesiologist. All three did confirm that they heard comments made by Dr. Farahani calling the complainant a name from a Disney character, which she found offensive, and asking her about her yoga pants if she was wearing them. I did interview the anesthesiologist, who the doctor named in his letter sent by his attorney, and the anesthesiologist denied ever having the discussion with Dr. Farahani. The allegation is substantiated by the complainant and two witnesses confirming the incidences that were reported.
Thank you, Dr. Polakoff. Do any board members have any questions for Dr. Polakoff at this time?
No.
All right, so then we will hear from Dr. Farahani and his attorney, Mr. Shelley.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
Thank you. Well, I don't generally make legal arguments to boards, but unfortunately I'm going to have to do that in this case. So the board statute says that the board may investigate any evidence that appears to show that a podiatrist is or may be guilty of violation. In this case, even if all of the allegations are true, if you believe every single thing that they said in the complaint or in the investigative report, it's still not a violation of any unprofessional conduct in the statute. If you go through the entire, you know, the whole list of unprofessional conduct, there's absolutely nothing that prohibits any of the behavior that is being alleged in the complaint. I mean, initially we object to the investigation starting in the first place. If you compare line by line what the allegations are, there simply is nothing to justify an investigation in the first place. I understand your position probably would be, well, we're the arbiters of what is or isn't unprofessional conduct, and that's true. But the rules are the rules. The Assistant Attorney General at the last board meeting even brought up this point. You may think some of the behavior would be unseemly, if true, but unfortunately, if you want to punish this type of behavior, then you have to go through the legislative process of adding something that would be close to this behavior as unprofessional conduct in the statute. So this puts me in a difficult position as a defense attorney because I believe if we go through and I have Dr. Farahani answer the questions, that it's almost like I'm waiving the objection that this is a legitimate investigation. I mean, we're not trying to hide something, but look, we have to follow the rules. As an attorney, I have to. As a psychiatrist, they have to. The board has to as well. And if there's nothing in a complaint that would, even if true, be a violation of statute, then the investigation shouldn't start in the first place.
Thank you. And I would move to go into executive session for the purposes of receiving legal advice. It's been moved and seconded.